I fell deep into the TikTok hole last night.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. And you're never going to believe why. So it's been trending all over the place, and it's been causing a lot of controversy, because whenever there's something that's slightly controversial, people are divided and, you know, they take their opinion and start blasting it off. And
I would say some people just look for things to be controversial.
I guess. But there's if you go on TikTok and you search the hashtag husband lunch, it brings up all these videos. And there's this one woman really is the one that she kind of started it all, where she packs her husband's lunch every single day. And she shows videos of what she packs. So here's a clip of one of her many videos.
Let's pack a lunch for my husband. Today I made him some ramen. I cooked up some of the spicy Sheen noodle soup, then added the noodles into the first compartment. I air fried some Trader Joe's pork belly till brown and crispy.
Like,
delicious.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
I mean, you're air frying pork belly at 6 o'clock in the morning before work? Okay.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Then I added a soy marinated egg and some hot and spicy Japanese barbecue.
She marinated an egg?
That's hot and spicy Japanese barbecue.
Yeah.
That's great.
Barbecue sauce. I topped it with some green onions, pickled onions, some toasted sesame seeds, and some black pepper. Then in the next compartment, I made a salad.
Okay, there's like 10 different compartments of
the
lunch. Yeah, you
what
love
does this
it.
Guy do? Is he like welding the beams together to build skyscrapers?
I don't know.
It the 50s? What's going on here?
Well, that's what the controversy is all about.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've heard a little bit about this, the husbandry thing. Not even just the lunches, but the husbandry thing, right? And is this one of the ones where like she's dressed like 50s or 60s style?
Well, you never
because
see
there's
her.
Those too.
Yes, you never see her. It's always just her arms making the lunch. And there's been a lot of backlash about this because it's like, well, you know, is this really 1950s?
Subservient.
Yes.
Right. And I think that some people are leaning into that look with the outfits and stuff like that. And that just, you know, it's like gasoline on the fire.
Right. But then there's other people that take it even further.
Packing lunch for my husband in his new electric lunchbox.
What?
I charge it overnight so it's ready for the next day.
What?
Awesome.
Fried rice and ginger chicken.
What?
Now I set his mealtime for 9:45 a.m. It will automatically start heating for him 2 hours prior so he doesn't have to do anything.
What?
I got to get one of those. My wife doesn't pack my lunch, but I got to get one of those things.
Well, right. But then
it's amazing.
It doesn't end there. More of this.
After giving the sandwich a nice cut down the middle, I'm packing it all up and, of course, including a note for my husband.
Of course you're including a note.
Of course a note.
What are they, 7 years old and going to kindergarten?
Nice.
Oh, my God.
It's so nice.
Okay, so you're saying it's nice. And I have to be honest, there's part of me that's like, well, if I had the time and the ability and I actually liked cooking, which I don't, you know, I don't even want to make lunches for my children. Let alone my husband, who I'm 100% certain can take his debit card to the deli and buy himself a sandwich.
Well, you know that he would love to do that. But, you know, you also told me that he spends an excessive amount on lunch because he does this, like, virtually every day.
Well, because he can't feed himself. But here's the thing. Like, that's his problem, not my problem.
Well, what if the roles were reversed? What if he was, like, a chef or somebody that had the time and he was preparing you a nice lunch every day?
I mean, I guess, I'm just like, there's that gray area.
Yeah.
And there's no right or wrong answer here, which is why people have been debating this online so much.
So I just watched Don't Worry, Darling in the last couple months, and it is modeled on this type of, I mean, spoiler alert, a subservient type of lifestyle, whether it's real or imagined. But it is definitely geared towards that 50s, 60s retro look. So I get it. It doesn't play well for everybody. On the other hand, that lunch sounds absolutely incredible.
But here's the big question. Raven, if I ask your wife if she would make you lunch every day, what do you think she'll say?
That I don't deserve it.
Okay, yes. All right.